You know, the goal of everything in this world is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created a world just to do chesed, gave us life, created us, created chesroinus, created needs, created potential, gave us a Torah to guide us to human perfection so that we should become worthy of the ultimate schar of Dveikus Bashem, both in this world and certainly forevermore in the eternal world. So the goal is to do whatever we can, in whatever way we can, and as strongly as we can, to commit ourselves to the proper Avodas Hashem. Rashi says, and it's on the Rashi here on Vahavtu es Hashem Elikecho, Rashi says, Asei Dvorav Me'avo, V'havta love Hashem. So the pshat ne'machol avovcho b'chol nafshecho is do his directives from love. Why? Eino deime oise mi'avo le'oise mi'yiro. There's no comparison between a person who serves Hashem out of love of Hashem or out of fear. She'oise mi'yiro le'oise mi'yiro. She'oise etzel rabo mi'yiro. One who serves his master out of fear, kishahu matriach olav, it becomes a little burdensome, the avdus, the master is asking a little bit too much of me, it becomes a little overwhelming or becomes a burden. Manicho v'holech loy. Goodbye, I'm out of here. Too much pressure, too much burden, too much difficulty, too much restrictions. I can't handle it, I had enough. But one, not so one who is eved me'avo, that he doesn't feel the restriction, he doesn't feel the burden. He feels the privilege. He feels simcha, as the Sipurnu says, maybe we'll get to it, that the person who loves, he appreciates the milas, and he has simcha from rejoicing in the milas and rejoicing in the fulfilling of the directives of the one he loves. So if there's ava there, it transposes, it transforms all of the burdens and the tircha of avodas Hashem into a positive experience, into a mokum simcha, into a privilege rather than a burden. Therefore, I think it's important to explore to whatever extent that we can the parameters, the dynamics of this loving relationship with Hashem. Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael's love to Hashem. First, about the definition of love. In Parshas Vayera, there's a pasuk where Hashem explains his appreciation of Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ lemana sheyetzave esbona vesbeis achrov v'shomru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. He says, I know, let's see in a moment, that Avram Avinu is one, he's going to command his children and his future generations, they're going to keep the derech Hashem to do tzedakah and mishpat. This is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu represents this link to the future. And Rashi explains the lashon of yedativ. Rashi says yedativ is a lashon chibo. It's an expression of love. Lashon, he says yedativ is a lashon chibo, and he brings rayas. He says omnam iker lashon kulam eino ela lashon yedia. It's the essence of the lashon of yedativ, which he says means chibo, love. But the essence of the language is yediya. Why? Shehamechabev es ho'odom. If a person who loves somebody else, mekarvo etzlo, he draws him close to him. V'yoydoi umakiroi. He knows him and he recognizes him. In other words, if a person has love, if a person loves someone, then he's constantly drawing that person closer, he wants to be close to that person, he gets to know him more, and he recognizes him more, he focuses on that, the qualities, the relationship, and deepens that sense of connection that they have between them. And it seems that it starts with a love. In other words, he's a person who loves, so he has a love, and then because of that love, the motivation of that love is what's going to motivate him. He wants to be close, and he wants to know more, and he wants to recognize. And it seems poshut that there's a two-step process. A person reaches a certain level of love, and because he loves a person, or because he loves Hashem, so now he wants to be closer to him. The love pulls him closer. I want to be close. I want to know you better. And therefore the lashon of yedativ is really a lashon of chibo, because the end result of chibo is a deeper and a more committed connection to knowing, to understanding, to being close to the one that you love. What exactly is the first stage of this love? So it seems that the Sipurnu says that the love is something that comes behechroch. Look what he says. He says it's on the other side here. He says that shirashirim, this lakdoma to shirashirim, it's all about the yismach Yisroel ba'oisov, the simcha that we have, rejoicing with Hashem. That the Klal Yisrael, even though they're in Misoinen Imra B'Pigei Hazman, we're suffering in the Golus, but there's a love of Hashem, Kasher Yia HaHechruch, which comes BeHechruch, Asher Yeda HaOdom El Nochein Darkei Tuve B'Lisofik. When a person knows the good ways of an individual, of someone, that perforce brings to love. He knows the Chesed, he knows the Darkei Tuve, Ke Omru Shma Yisrael V'Ohavto. He says, like we say, Shema Yisroel, it seems that the Posuk Shema Yisroel teaches us the Tuv Hashem, because and explains later, because if the great of greats is metapel with us, then that creates a deeper appreciation of his chesed. One who's nothing, a little bit nothing, he does a little something, so the thing he does is a little bit. One who is so great, and he does chesed, so that magnifies this chesed. The greatest of greats is doing such chesed. And that's really Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu. He's Elokeinu. He's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. He's the one who does Hashkocha Protis. He's Elokeinu. And then he's the Adoin HaKoil, and he's Hoya Hoive Ve'iye, and he's the Mahava de Oilam. But that one who is so great, when we appreciate his greatness, and we appreciate the personal hatova and chesed he does to us, that brings to love. So he says, the Shema Yisroel then is v'ohavto. So the ohavtes Hashem Elokecha emanates from the fact that there's a godlus of the Boirei, who is in his greatness, is so full of chesed to us, has done so much hatova to us, and that creates this sense of love. And he says, what is that love? He defines it in this definition here. He says that he says, if when a person realizes this greatness and that he's meitiv, yia oisa nimtza nehav behechroch. Gami mishalo yushbol of chaste oisa nimtza. Even if one isn't a direct beneficiary, but if he realizes the godlus of the individual and the chesed that he does and the milus that he has, he says, then the person, the love comes behechroch. And he says, inyon ho'avo is sheyismach ho'oyev al malas ha'ne'av. The one who loves rejoices on the qualities of the one he loves, val hasigo kol chepzei, and in fulfilling all of that one's desire. So he says, this is what love is about. And this love, he says, is generated from the recognition, Shema Yisroel and Vohavto. So the Shema Yisroel gives us the greatness, Hashem Echod, Hashem is the Adon HaKol, he's the creator of the universe, and he's Elokeinu. And he does for us, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he does chesed, we have this personal relationship. Now we can come to Vahavdes Hashem Elokecha, we can now love him, because we appreciate his godless and his chesed. But the truth of the matter is that Rashi says that after, and it's a Sifri, Rashi isn't saying it on his own, the Sifri says, on the next pasuk, V'hoyu advorim o'ele, where is that? V'hoyu advorim o'ele, mahu ho'avo, says the after a person loves Hashem, and it seems Shema Yisroel, that leads a person to love, and he says, Mahu Ho'avo, what is this? It sounds like that now we're taking it a step further. What, you know what love is? When a person delves more and more into recognizing Hashem through the Torah, it enhances his love. And that's basically what Rashi said over here, that if a person has a basic love, then he enhances that love and increases it by wanting to know more and more about the person, by wanting to be closer and closer, and it's an ongoing system. There's a love that motivates me to know and to get close, and the closer I get, the deeper and the more passionate that love becomes. Okay, that's our love to Hashem. What is Hashem love? It's very interesting. Hashem, this Rashi explains that Hashem loved Avraham Avinu ki yedativ, it's a loshen chibo. Why? And the knowledge is only, that's why they use the word yedati for chibo, because chibo leads to more knowledge. L'mana sheyetzava es bono v'speisu achro. Because Avraham Avinu is going to pass on. And Rashi says clearly, l'mana sheyetzava. Rashi says that the pshat is because he's going to pass on this derech Hashem lasos tzoko u'mishpot, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his special love for Avraham Avinu. When we think about Avraham Avinu, we think about the madregas of love of Hashem that he achieved, his willingness to pass the nesyonis with flying colors, with lev of sholem, and the love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he deserves because of that, and the implications. I mean, we still invoke on Rosh Hashanah the Akedas Yitzchok that should be a schus for us so many thousands of years later. Yet it seems from the Pasuk, and seems from Rashi, that the Ika love that Hashem has to Avraham Avinu, beyond all of his personal shleimus, is the fact that he's Metzava Lebonav Ulebeso Achrov. It seems that we maybe don't have a full appreciation of what it means to pass on the Derech Hashem to future generations. That's the tachlis of the Bria. In other words, a human being who achieves his tachlis, he reaches the highest level of Avedas Hashem, of Avas Hashem, so he has fulfilled his personal tachlis in the Bria. But one who commits himself to passing it on to future generations, he's participating in the ultimate tachlis of the Bria, which is Hashem created the world so that this hatova and this chesed that he does should go on and on and on and on forever. And that was why Hashem loved Avraham Avinu. And it's much more, it's a dimension way beyond the dimension of personal hatova. And, you know, even though our job in life is personal shleimus, but if we're to realize that the chashivus, the sense of passing this on to future generations, the privilege of passing it on, the importance of passing it on, the fact that it was passed on to us from previous generations. This seems to be that the Iker, the Hashem, with all of Avraham Avinu's gadlus, but the Iker thing is this sense of this commitment to the future, and certainly something that enhances that relationship with Hashem. If Hashem loves us be'ikar, or Avraham Avinu be'ikar for that, then in a reciprocal relationship, when we feel that commitment, we can appreciate more the love of Hashem to us, and memela to respond together with our own love. Interesting that, it's late. All right, let's leave it.